Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. As we kick off the third hour of the program, coming up, we'll stay on the economic-related news. Aria, I know you have a story about wine manufacturers having a tough time finding the shipping products, basically, like the things that go in or packaging and that sort of thing.
From what I understand, they're having a hard time getting labels and bottles.
And we'll talk about that on the way here. And again, the supply chain is all screwy right now. And why is that? We got into it in detail last week. It's a very interesting situation. And it's a frustrating one for a lot of people that are used to just clicking, ordering a thing, and having it show up right away. So we can talk about that. We were discussing so-called shrinkflation and the idea of, you know, prices increasing on a variety of products across the board. And one of the ways companies, of course, tried to pretend as though prices aren't actually going up is by reducing the amount of product that you get in the packages that you've been used to buying. And we gave you a few examples from the Mouseprint blog, which is mouseprint.org. One of the categories of posts they have there is what's called downsizing, where it gives you physical examples of photographs showing the old product packaging and, you know, how much was in that and then what the new packaging looks like. And some of it's kind of sneaky. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can bring up whatever you want. Kadu is on the line listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clever how with the 12-ounce beers, they brought those down to 11.2.
Yep.
So not only might you not notice the physical size change, but even if you look at the number quickly, it's got the 1 and it's got the 2.
Mm.
So you might just think that, you know, quickly glancing, that's 12 like you've always noticed. You know what I mean? So they're even playing with the numbers a little bit.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, why else would they have chosen 0.2 instead of, you know, 11 or whatever? Interesting point.
Yep, that was it.
Thanks, Kadu. Appreciate the observation tonight. Yeah, that's, by the way, that's been going on for a few years now. I remember seeing 11.2 ounces on beers at least a few years back.
See, I don't think I've ever seen one, but as we've been talking about this, I've been drinking these Citizen Ciders a lot lately, and they come 4 to a pack.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive a decade ago, it probably would have been a 6-pack for the same price.
Maybe, you know, if those even existed back then. I don't know. At least they're still 16 ounces, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, some products, they do stay steady because those manufacturers are willing to raise the price. But a lot of these companies, they know that lowering the amount of product and keeping the price the same is going to result in some savings at the factory. And they figure if it's just a few ounces, they'll be able to get away with it. And they, for the most part, probably do.
And they're going to make the same amount of money either way because, as we pointed out, you're going to have to buy more paper towels now because there's 10% less in the bundle.
Mm-hmm. Now, unless, of course, there's a competitor that actually keeps theirs, you know, on target, keeps the same amount. And
but they would have to raise prices.
Raises their price. Maybe they would.
Either way, you, the consumer, are spending the same amount of money.
Yeah,
or more money.
Another example here from Mouseprint, shop towels, like the car, you know, repair. They use those towels.
Yeah, those
shop
little
towels.
Blue ones?
Yeah. Brand is Scott. They cut back not on the number of towels, so there's still 55 towels in the roll, but they cut down on the area of each towel. So instead of being 11 inches by 10.4 inches, they're now 11 inches by 9.4, so shaving an entire inch off of the manufacturing process there. Very interesting stuff. So keep an eye open on that.
And it really is,
yeah.
Because it's so sneaky. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to be devious or anything like that. I tend to think they're probably not. They're just trying to find a way to, you know, cut costs so that they can keep
But they also don't want you to notice. You know, they don't say on the package in a big, you know, burst graphic, now with 1 inch less, you know, per towel, because you don't want to advertise this, right? It's something you want to shove under the rug. You still have to put the measurements on the product because, you know, you kind of got to be honest at some level about it. But, you know, I'm not going to say it's dishonest because they are saying what they're doing. You just have to read the fine print. But
that's because consumers...
They're lazy.
They're lazy, and they would be very upset if they realized what was actually going on.
But look, buyer beware, ultimately. It is on the consumer's responsibility to pay attention and to know what they're getting. And if they don't, well, things are going to happen. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to get what you think you're paying for.
If consumers had simply raised prices, we probably would have fixed this economic mess a decade ago.
Well, no, because the economic mess is being created at the Federal Reserve, and
yeah, but maybe they would have done something about it. Because
what,
then they would have
the people.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
But they would
overturn the Federal Reserve.
It's not impossible.
The only thing you can do about the Federal Reserve is get out of the dollar, is to exit the dollar system and get into alternatives like precious metals and cryptocurrency.
Would have.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
If it was so immediately clear to them that prices were going up and they weren't making any more money, I don't know.
I don't know, Aria. I mean, because look at Venezuela. How many of the people in Venezuela, when given the opportunity, have embraced Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency of some sort? Well, I mean, not enough of them.
Does Venezuela have the mechanisms of change and accountability that we do in the United States?
Do we really?
Well, we do have the ability to opt out of the U.S. money system.
They have the ability to opt out of the Bolivar. They can get cryptocurrency. Dash, for instance, did a lot of marketing down in South America. A lot of the Dash marketing budget was poured into Caracas in Venezuela. They were having, like, hotel conventions where they would just give away cryptocurrency. They'd give away Dash cryptocurrency to people. And to be fair, there are a large number of businesses in Venezuela that are willing to accept cryptocurrency. But it's not, you know, it hasn't been like some sort of tidal wave of adoption or anything like that. And in Venezuela, you've got prices going up every single day. And it is absolutely noticeable. The people of Venezuela know they're getting screwed. And I'm sure some of them are doing what they can about it. But there's just not enough information. The average person doesn't have enough information. So even if they have the information that they're getting screwed, they may not have the information about what to do about it. So there's a whole lot of lack of solutions that that people have. And of course, they're also busy. You know, as the economy gets more and more difficult to handle, you still have to feed your family if you have one. Like you and I, we're single. Well, I mean, I've got a girlfriend, but, you know, we don't have kids. We don't have to worry about those things. A lot of people do. And so they're worrying where they're going to get their next meal to be put on the table. They don't really have time to go run around the city looking for, you know, goldbacks or, you know, some other sort of form of alternative currency. It literally has to be in their face for them to even consider it. And even then, we know what it's like trying to get business owners to consider something new. The average person who's busy running around trying to just, you know, put food on the table and go get find somebody that's going to pay them to work. I mean, it's not easy to make these things happen, even in the most dire circumstances. Let's continue, though, with Pure is Pure. He's on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Pure is Pure? Are you with us?
Yes.
You're on the air? Are you with
Hello?
Us? Yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Well, Ian was in favor of mindfulness, and I would say I'm well informed on some practical ways of being. So,
Before you go on, how would you describe what mindfulness is for the audience out there that may not be familiar with it?
You know, that's great that you ask. I would define mindfulness as the observation of a well behavior.
Being aware of one's own behavior and the consequences of that behavior?
Yes, the observation, ultimately. And I want to get into why it's so significant to be mindful.
Yeah, and I think I would also add to the definition here of being aware of your own ways of thinking, and, you know, like the thoughts that kind of come into your mind, and rejecting the ones that aren't beneficial to you. I think that's part of it. But I definitely want to hear more about what you have to say about it. Stand by, Pure as Pure. We'll continue with the discussion here in moments. And if you want to, you know, bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. The phones are open here every single night on Free Talk Live. Take your calls about anything that's on your mind. You know, it doesn't have to be about inflation. It can be mindfulness, for instance. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, it's Ian and Aria. 603-283-6160. Coming up, the wine industry shortage situation. We'll talk about that on the way on Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media site. It is run by us, not some big tech corporation. And so, therefore, you get a lot more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. There's no warnings about, oh, this is fact check says blah, 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 oh, medical misinformation. Nope, you just post what you want and follow who you want. And it's connected to the Mastodon network. So it's part of this sort of open source, self-hosted, federated system with thousands of servers all around the planet. Very, very cool. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and there's a bunch of different apps, too, because it's open source, so anybody that wants to can, you know, if you don't like the apps that exist, you can just roll your own if you know how to program. And so there's multiple different apps from which you can choose. If you don't like one, try a different one, see if you like that one better. Social.freetalklive.com. We're on the line here with Purest Pure. He is, I guess, an artist, musical artist in Illinois. And he wanted to talk about mindfulness tonight. Go ahead.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hey, you're also on with Aria tonight as well.
Well, to the whole party at Free is Live, how are you guys?
So it's good to be here. We do our show every single night. So what did you want to share with our audience?
Well, defining mindfulness, I would say, is the observation of a well behavior. And, you know, mindfulness is significant. And to go more into depth, I would say we have thoughts, use words, and choose action. And these fixed points of attention will determine the quality of being, essentially. And a question would be, how does one achieve mindfulness? In itself, one only practices to obtain such condition, which is why meditation is proposed. And meditation is a key point that we can get into.
Yeah, that's what I would have answered. You know, if the question was, you know, what's a good practice? Obviously, meditation, taking time for yourself to be alone, and I mean, you can meditate with other people, but usually it's a silent activity. And it's something that I learned about prior to the first time I was in jail, which I was in jail for civil disobedience a decade ago. And I came across a couple books about Buddhism while I was in there. And so that kind of helped me with understanding the meditation process a little bit better. Aria, have you done some meditation practice in your time?
I have, but not like regularly or extensively.
Yeah, I'm not as regular as honestly I should be. How about you, Purest Pure? Are you a daily meditator?
I'm meditating as we speak, brother.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, and that's nice. Thanks for sharing a little background information. That's, you know, that's something. I would leave off with, we are not our thoughts, yet we observe them. When observing thoughts, it is all to know that they are vibrations. Mm-hmm. In meditation, we are 100% in the present moment where true power performs. Yoga is performed to practice meditation.
Right. I think that whole idea of observing your thoughts, and I like what you said there, that we're not our thoughts. And
we can't be, because we don't. Like Nietzsche said, a thought comes when it wants, not when we want it.
That's
I mean,
right.
We can reject that thought, and we can, you know, kick it out of our brains, but we can't stop it from coming.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's hard to say where they come from exactly, but a lot of them are, you know, things that I know are not me, you know, that I would not want to make part of me. But I don't think very many people are aware of this process, that you can be sort of the observer of your thoughts, and you can choose the ones that best fit who you are. I think a lot of people don't, you know, they don't know anything about meditation. They don't know anything about mindfulness. They're just sort of
reacting. Well, they
don't
know anything about discipline. That's exactly it.
This is a mental discipline, yeah.
They're just animals who react to the things around them instead of taking the time to rationalize and calmly choose how they want to react.
Which may explain a lot about what, you know, situation we're in today with people reacting to a quote-unquote, you know, authorities telling them to be scared about this, oh, there's this dangerous pandemic and you got to be afraid. And, you know, they just react rather than think and meditate.
I mean, such people would be advised to just ask themselves, you know, why am I afraid? And I think if they honestly trace that answer back, it's going to become, well, because the media and the governments have spent the last 18 months telling me I need to be afraid. Yeah. But nothing that I'm seeing or encountering or witnessing with my own eyes causes me to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this hypothetical boogeyman that's been painted for me to be afraid of.
What do you think, Pure?
Yes, I totally agree. And that's why mindfulness is definitely essential during this time. And I know you mentioned that a few seconds ago that you didn't that it's hard to identify where exactly the thoughts come from. And I would say that we have only one mind, and it's vibration thoughts that we select to allow project. So they come from the divine mind, you know, our source, our creator. And we pull from that mind and we project those thought vibrations.
Loving it. Pure is pure. I want to say thanks for calling in. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight with our audience?
Yes. I will leave off with this. The mindfulness and, you know, people with anxieties and fear that we talked about. If the experience of a radio... ironically, we own a radio, but if the experience of a radio were compared to a human brain, our brain receives vibrations, fixes them, exposes a synthesized plate, and records them, which is observation, ultimately.
That's true. The entire universe is vibration, and this body that we're in is able to sense some of those, and that is the experience that we have. And it's important to keep those things in mind throughout daily life and to not let it get overwhelming. Thank you, Pure is Pure. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting discussion, bit of a change of pace, and I appreciate that. So thank you for the call tonight.
It's certainly an interesting idea, you know, that these thoughts that we have, because, you know, we don't really control when a thought occurs or what it's about, but it's interesting to think that, you know, these are just ideas that are pouring into us from the divine or whatever. That's, mm-hmm. That isn't necessarily my belief, but it's a neat concept, and it's as good an explanation as any.
It could be
realistically.
True.
Yeah.
It could be true. This, you know, you can't prove it's not true.
You know, people like saying, I think, therefore I am, but no, you don't think. Thought is a thing that happens to you.
Yeah.
And we generally have no control over it beyond rejecting the ones we don't want.
That's why some people say that, like, inventions, like the person who comes up with the idea to create a new thing, that they didn't actually come up with that idea. It just was revealed to them, right? Like, it was sort of, that idea is already out there somewhere. It just happened to come to them.
That's why Stephen King described writing as, like, archaeology. He's not creating these stories. He's discovering them.
Yeah, and he's not the only creator who talks like that. Like, like musicians saying that something
that's
playing
how I am about music.
Through them, right? More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration is developing plans for how it will restart federal student loan payments early next year when the pandemic pause in monthly payments for tens of millions of Americans ends, according to documents obtained by Politico and two sources familiar with the plans. Tributes are being paid to former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who has died of COVID-19 complications, aged 84. The former top military officer died on Monday morning, his family said. He was fully vaccinated. Current Secretary of State Antony Blinken called Powell's life a victory of the American dream.
He came to the State Department after a long and extraordinary career in the U.S. Armed Forces. He was General Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he walked into the Oval Office to be sworn in as our nation's top diplomat.
This is USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events, but many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, you know, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning of a possible fifth wave of COVID-19 if not enough Americans get vaccinated.
A stalling of the diminishing of the number of cases, and when that happens, as we've seen in the past with other waves that we've been through, there's the danger of resurgence.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you know, we don't get to talk about things like meditation and mindfulness often enough, honestly. Topics like that I really find interesting.
Yeah, same here.
The nature of thoughts and mindfulness and how you can be more attentive to yourself and take care of yourself better, self-improvement. I do enjoy those topics, so feel free to call in about them.
I mean, it's weird being a human being, man, because you're aware of your own existence, you're aware of your own thoughts, and your body, your brain, is the only thing known in existence that studies itself.
Hmm.
And it's just mind-blowing to exist. And people lose sight of that because they're too busy playing these stupid games that politicians and warlords set up because they wanted power. They wanted to create some sort of system of control to make themselves feel like they had some sort of control in this floating ocean of chaos when they don't. But they have all of these little systems set up that allow them to pretend like they do. And it makes them feel better and it makes everybody else feel better, like the average person feel better because, oh no, this isn't an ocean of chaos. Everything is under control.
Some strong man will take care of me.
Yeah, and it's all ultimately because of a fear of death and a an unwillingness to face reality on its terms.
Yeah, and that's another topic we have discussed recently is, you know, people overcoming the fear of death with things like psychedelics, like mushrooms and or psilocybin, helping solve people with solve serious issues like PTSD and so on. But let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts, because unfortunately there are psychopaths out there attempting to control our lives. And, you know, it's kind of annoying when they interrupt your meditation session with pounding on the door, shooting your dog, and, you know, destroying your property. So eventually it would be nice if those things went away. But let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. So, some free staters have gotten together and formed what they call the Free State Food Network, freestatefood.net is their URL. And their looks like their main objective, or the one that stood out to me the most, was, quote, to advocate against government involvement in the New Hampshire food system, unquote. So it looks like they'll be doing some lobbying, among other things.
What kind do you happen to know? I mean, obviously you're not a, a founder of this Free State Food Network, but do you happen to know what level of government involvement there is in the food industry in New Hampshire? Because from what I understand, New Hampshire, I believe, got some sort of recognition, you know, one of those charts of what is the most affordable state in which to go to the grocery store. And I think New Hampshire won that in 2020 or something like that.
That's good. They said this in a news release, quote, your average citizen probably doesn't realize just how much micromanaging the state and local governments perform against us in our food businesses. But you'll agree that their meddling is weight preventing us from thriving, unquote.
Well, that's certainly true. But New Hampshire also does have a large number of, like, farmers markets and stuff like that.
They
compared
do.
To other places, especially in New England.
Yeah.
I mean, farmers markets were fairly common in Mississippi, but not so much here in New England.
Well, I don't know if that's true, Aria, because I believe the top three states for what they call locavore, which is people who are into eating locally produced things like from farmers and such,
I prefer that,
is New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine. So maybe,
really?
Yeah, so northern New England seems to be really into that.
Awesome.
Just as a general thing. And so I think that does suggest that maybe the regulations here aren't as bad as they might be in a place like California, for instance. But that's not to say they're non-existent. I guess I would be more curious to hear what's, you know, the what are some of the worst? Like, what are some of the most invasive things? I mean, obviously there's things like just general licensure of businesses.
Which are also invasive.
Yeah, that gets in the way of opening up, say, you know, a fresh food establishment of some sort or a restaurant. But, you know, maybe it's not as bad here as some places like New York.
It sounds like they want to be going on the offensive a little bit, too. It says, quote, because of the rise in the number of liberty reps in the New Hampshire State House, we are also in a prime position right now to push back against the government, unquote.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah, I hope to hear, you know, some specifics about exactly what that means. You know, what are they going to propose? Obviously, it's too late to make a proposal for 2022, but maybe the next session, unless they've already got something that's in the pipes, so to speak. That would be
fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
So, the news release didn't mention anything like that, but again, there's more at freestatefood.net.
Yeah, it sounds like this is something that's just getting off the ground. I think they sent me that press release as well, and it was one of those things where I thought, oh, this might make an interesting blog post, and then I just pushed this aside because I've been posting more about, like, independence and things like that, and it just wasn't on the top of the stack. But I'm glad you called about it, Dave, and it's another example of this decentralized movement. We were talking about this earlier in the show, how the Free State Project encourages libertarians to move to New Hampshire, but then it's up to the individual what they get involved in. What is it that's
they might
important.
Not want to get involved in anything. There are people who moved here who literally just want to be left alone. They don't want a campaign to be left alone.
Nope.
They just want to live free.
And I don't blame them for that. I'm glad to have anybody come here that wants more freedom, whatever their level of involvement, whether it's just going and voting once every couple of years or whether it's full-on creating a new organization like this Free State Food Network and, you know, going from scratch trying to do something new that's never been done before. I love that.
I don't even mind the people who are libertarian who just want to come here and just exist.
That's
right?
What I'm saying, yeah.
And not even vote at all, because that's at least one less person voting for Republicans and Democrats, or people who aren't free staters.
But don't know if it's one less person, because we would have to lose one of the current Republican-Democrat voters in order for it to be less.
True.
But ultimately, those people are leaving as they become more frustrated with the political process not giving them the level of power and control that they were hoping that it would. Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, this may sound a little off topic, but it just talking about this and how much news is falling through the cracks, I think I always knew this would happen, that we wouldn't have a big enough pipeline to get all the pieces of news out as the quickening occurred, as the crisis unfolded. And this is going to really get worse over the next few months, maybe the next couple of years, how there are going to be so many dramatic things happening, we're not going to be able to report them all.
Do you mean in regard to the Liberty Movement?
Yeah, so much is going to be happening to us, and we're going to be doing so much. So much of it's just going to fall through the cracks, and no one's even going to know it happened.
Well, that's the case with a lot of activism. I mean, especially here in New Hampshire, that's been the case at least since I've got here, that there were people who were doing various forms of outreach and activism that just no one else was talking about because there were 10 other people doing something similar in different parts of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true. And it's always been a frustration. I think we've talked about this before, Dave. I mean, you had RidleyReport.com. I've got FreeKeen.com. Carla Garrick did just launch her own television show, The Carla Garrick Show. But there's not a whole lot of, like, free state sources as far as media reporting on what's going on out there. The Liberty Block, I guess, is another good one. He's actually doing really well. Alu Axelman over there is, I think, got 10 times the traffic of Free Keen. So kudos to him for the successes that he's having. So, So I mean, there's some out there, but it's nowhere near enough to cover everything. And that's something that's lacking here for sure. But it's a good problem to have.
It is, because that means we have too many people who are doing things instead of talking about doing
that's
things.
True. That's true. But it is important. It is doing things to report on those things. And,
true.
And especially if it gets out to people outside of New Hampshire who they don't have a real handle on how big this is. Like, for people outside of New Hampshire, we can tell them, oh, yeah, we did this, we did that, we did. But they don't really know how widespread the activism is here until they can, like, live in it, until they can be steeped in all of the things happening at once, till when they're put forward, you know, looking at this calendar of things, and they realize, oh, crap, there's a thing happening in Manchester I want to do, but there's also a thing happening in, you know, Concord and, you know, to the seacoast at the same time. Which one can I, you know, should I choose? This is a frustration that sometimes we encounter here that no libertarian anywhere else ever encounters, because there's almost never anything happening where they are from. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. We continue with your call. Calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160, and the more the merrier. Come on up. If you love freedom, you really ought to get to a place where people are like you, because it's getting more important to do that than it ever has been. This is Free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I'm Owen Tremaine here, and I'm time for you. If you want to join us, you can do that right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I guess I should announce that the AMP program is changing a little bit. There was a situation, sort of like a perfect storm of problems that came recently.
And have continued coming
recently. Yeah, I just mean like recently, like within the last few weeks. There was a breakage of some of the back-end API technical stuff with SoundCloud, our sound audio host for Free Talk Live's archives, that ultimately broke the download function on our website, which, if you're doing a radio show with MP3 downloads, that's probably the most important feature on your website, is the fact that someone should be able to download the thing that you just put online, and the website wasn't working for that. So that was a major problem. At the same time, we sadly lost our systems admin, Michael Hampton, to cancer. I thought he was in his 50s. Turns out he was 48. And I mean, 50s would have been young, but 48 is incredibly young. And so, obviously, that was a huge hit to us here. We miss him tremendously, and he's got big boots to fill. So we're still kind of digging out from that situation, trying to make sure we still have control over all the various different web services and such, and that's a bit of a process. And then simultaneous to that, we had the...
Because there wasn't enough going on.
Yeah, I lost my bank account, my last domestic bank account, and that was where the AMP funds were going from, like, credit card and debit card donations to the AMP program that we've been doing for years. And so I tried to put Bonnie's bank account on there. And this was like back in, you know, early August when I started this process with this credit card processor. It's like, okay, well, you know, I filled out this credit card or this bank account change form before multiple times because I've lost multiple bank accounts. And so I was like, oh, I'll just fill out another one, put Bonnie's information in there. And they said, nope, she's going to need to be a signer on the account if you're going to want to use her bank account. Okay, fine. Well, what form do we need to fill out for that? And so they send us the signer application form or whatever. Okay, well, it shouldn't be that hard. We've had an account with these guys for a decade or more or whatever, so this shouldn't be a big deal. All right, we'll fill out the account signer form. And then, you know, weeks go by. I haven't heard anything from them. I ping them back. It's like, hey, you know, what's going on? Did you get the form, right? Like, is there something else you need from us? Oh, our risk department says that we're going to reject this application. You can call the risk department at this number and discuss it further if you want. And at that point, I was just like, you know what?
You already know how that conversation is going to go.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not going to discuss it with the risk department. I just don't care about this at this point. I'm ready to blow up the website because of all these problems on the site. We lost our web programmers, the Drupal programmers, a few years ago. They retired on their Bitcoin riches. You know, they did all right, I guess, and decided they didn't want to do web design anymore, so they left. And I was never able to find like a listener who knew Drupal because I'd rather have somebody who appreciates what we do work on our projects,
sure,
rather than hire total strangers to come in and take over a project. But when I asked our web designers, you know, who they would recommend, because usually if somebody leaves, they kind of give you another guy, right? Like, oh, here's our protege or whatever. That didn't happen. So I asked them, you know, well, okay, who should I talk to? And they said, oh, there's this company. We know some of the people over there, but they're going to be expensive. And I thought, oh, well, you know, expensive is like 60, 70 bucks an hour in my mind, right, for like web work. These guys wanted $175 an hour with a 30-hour a month minimum with a 6-month minimum contract just to like start looking at the site. And I was at that point, I'd been considering dumping Drupal for a long time, and that was just the final thing. I was like, I'm just not going to spend any more time looking for people to fix this site. It's been in its current form for a decade, and it's time for a change. You know, things need to, you know, you should change the website up from time to time. So I blew up the site, and at the same time, that blew up the AMP program, because one of the things that I paid those designers to do, quite a lot actually, was design a custom subscription program for the AMP program, which we've had in place since, you know, in one form or another since 2005 to allow listeners to contribute to the show on a monthly basis. And back when we made this system, there was not like some sort of plug-and-play thing you could just drop into a website and have a subscription system, like, interfacing with
your website. I assume there was, but you preferred the AMP program because it was decentralized and more under your control than something like Patreon.
I don't think that existed back then. I think Patreon's within the last decade, and this has been going on since before that. So, I mean, if there was something I could have just hit the button and plugged and played, I probably would have done that instead of spent $20,000 or whatever it was on this system. So it wasn't easy to kick it to the curb, right? Like, there was tens of thousands of dollars of sunk costs in this, but, you know, I'd rather just not have to deal with Drupal anymore. So I said goodbye to it, and that meant that the old AMP system was gone, basically. So I started something new. We created a Patreon. I put it together, put the finishing touches on it this weekend, announced it yesterday evening. I only announced it to the amplifiers, so I sent it to the amp on the email list. And one of the things that is a little bit different about this is that I decided to sort of expand the purview. The AMP program was always to for advertise, market, and promote, and so I'm now calling it AMPS. So I added an S for support as well, so advertise, market, promote, and support. And the reason why is because a lot of amplifiers told me over the years that they really didn't care if we used the money for hookers and blow. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen,
sure,
but they basically said, look, you can use it for whatever you want, and I wasn't going to because we specified what we're going to use it on, but it would be nice if we could have a wider variety of things that we could do with it. For instance, you know, if need be, we could pay for satellite time and that wouldn't have been something that really would have fallen under AMP previously. But now, if we need to, you know, if we lose our network or something like that, we could just go ahead and start our own channel, presuming, you know, we've got support for that. Paying co-hosts a gas stipend or something. If we lose one of our major sponsors, this could step in to fill that gap. So it just gives us more flexibility, I think. And I don't think there's going to be a, you know, somebody out there stamping their feet over us making that that decision.
Well, I mean, if they're upset, they're more than welcome to just not join the new AMPS program.
Yeah, exactly. So check that out. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, it's going to take you to the same place. It's all going to take you to our Patreon, which is Patreon/freetalklive. And I think we've had like 10 people already make the switch over from the old system to the new system. So
very cool.
Welcome aboard. And, you know, we've got all the same levels of support as we have before. And I, just like with the old AMP program, I didn't differentiate between the levels in any manner. So it's just, if you can afford to help us, you know, it's $5 a month is the minimum. But if you can afford more, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll put it to good use as well. So, and you get sort of the same perks that you've always gotten, like the commercial free. With no recorded commercials, we can't take out the lives, but, you know, the recorded commercials are not in the AMP podcast, so that's one of the things that Patreon does provide, is a custom RSS feed for each person that signs up. So that's still available. In fact, I put all the archives in there that we missed, so like for the week or so that the AMP system was down,
okay,
they weren't getting those archives. I sort of preloaded those into the podcast, so those are all there for you, and we're uploading them every single night. So it's back, kind of. It's different. It's on Patreon now, and I think some people will ask, well, can't Patreon ban you? Well, of course they can, but so could our previous credit card provider.
And they did.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, they kind of did. Like, technically, we still have an account with them. It's just, we don't have anywhere for them to put the money that they would be charging people, and they're now not charging people.
Well, so, having spoken with a fair number of risk assessment departments, I feel like the way that phone call would go anyway would just ultimately lead to them closing the account.
There's a possibility of that, so, yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens with it. I'm not planning on doing business with them in the future. I'm hoping that they'll cut me a check for whatever the balance is that they're holding, because they're holding several weeks' worth of AMPs.
Is there still some sort of QR code for people who want to use an alternate form of currency?
No, I can't accept cryptocurrencies. So, and there's no way to...
True.
Yeah, and almost no one ever did that anyway. So okay. It was never really worth the time that, again, the development time and cost that we put into making that possible. So check it out at amps.freetalklive.com, and we look forward to seeing you on Patreon. Sydney, you're with us in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Back to the inflation topic. I believe that the inflation issue is caused by us as a society not using sound money. What I mean by sound money is money that's based on something that's either limited or can only be derived by some type of act of virtue.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States government is printing money out the wazoo. Just in the past couple years since COVID, they've increased the money supply by 25 or 30%.
That's right, yeah.
And we go back decades, your money doesn't buy anything. Don't bury your money in the backyard.
Bad plan.
But there are some things that you can bury. If you buried silver, if you made minimum wage in the 70s and you got paid in silver, you would be making $28 an hour now.
So Sydney, really, you're on to a really important topic, and I wish we had more time for this. I hope you can call tomorrow night, and then we'll give you, you know, as much time as you need to express yourself, because I hate to cut you off on this, but I have to. So I appreciate the call, and let's talk about this tomorrow if you can, because we'll be back at that time. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks for the call, Sydney.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.